AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In the spotlight tonight at the Democratic National Convention is the nominee for vice president.
I love Tim Walz. He's a good man.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says he is proud his kids will get a chance to watch Walz give the speech tonight.
President Biden said that picking Kamala Harris as his vice president was the first and the best decision he made as nominee for president. I know that we will look back and say the same thing about President Harris's selection of Coach Walz.
Also in Chicago is Florida Republican Congressman Mike Waltz. He questions Tim Walz's military record.
So we have a person that is a heartbeat away, that is probably the only person who would have military experience in the room with the commander-in-chief, that right out the gate lied about his service for political gain.
A man who escaped from a Mississippi courthouse and was wanted for murder and armed robbery was taken into custody after a standoff at a Chicago restaurant near the site of the convention.
The U.S. Marshals Service says Joshua Zimmerman was taken into custody Wednesday morning. The standoff started Tuesday night. He had been sought since his escape in June. Authorities in Mississippi say he escaped from the circuit court building in Hernando, Mississippi. He was awaiting extradition to Houston, Texas, where he'd been charged with murder. I'm Julie Walker.
Divers searching the wreck of a superyacht that sank off Sicily found four more bodies as the search continues for two more missing passengers, and questions intensify about why the vessel sank so quickly. Six people remain unaccounted for, including British tech magnate Mike Lynch. Russian authorities say Moscow has come under one of the largest attacks by Ukrainian drones since the start of fighting in 2022, and that it destroyed all of them. This is AP News. In some neighborhoods in Brazil, kite flying isn't always fun.
Kite fighting is practiced. The kites have razor-sharp lines, and the goal is to slash an opponent's line, ripping their kite from the sky. But the sharp lines have caused horrific injuries and even deaths. Kelly Cristina da Silva's son, Kevin Pedro, was killed when a razor-sharp kite string floated across a road and sliced him in the neck as he was riding his motorcycle.
A vida do meu filho.
His mom says her son's life was destroyed by a game. She says something that destroys people's lives cannot be treated as a game. Sharp kite lines already are outlawed in some congested areas of Brazil, including Rio, but a bill moving through Brazil's Congress would prohibit the manufacture, sale, and use of razor-sharp lines nationwide. I'm Donna Water.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.